to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Yeah, welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 877 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know I have a fun show lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in today's show. I do want to start the podcast with a little bit of quick advertising. You guys know 420 is quickly approaching. That means it is time for a 420 sale. That's right, I'm going to do a 420 sale on iredirect.com. That sale will start on 418. Make sure you check iredirect.com for sale prices and updated inventory. There will be new tester packs and new things available. So make sure you check iredirect.com on 418 for the 420 sale. Also, you know I am affiliated with AC Infinity. AC Infinity is doing a 420 sale. That sale also runs April 18th through April 21st. AC Infinity is offering 10% off the entire store. Plus, if you use my coupon code IREARMY, you will save an additional 10% on your full purchase. That is a 20% off sale site-wide by using my coupon code IREARMY at acinfinity.com. All right, I do have one more piece of advertising, then we're going to jump into the meat and potatoes of this podcast. The Dude Grows Cup is rapidly approaching. That's right. Myself and White Mike will be at the Dude Grows Cup. That will be in Longmont, Colorado this year. Make sure you check the dgccup.com for all of the updated info. They have moved the event this year. The new venue looks like a beautiful place. I will be there for the VIP party Friday night. I will be there for the Saturday DGC Cup. And we are attending and vending at the Sunday Hash Bash as well. So come say hi at the DGC Cup. Make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the info, all of the details for all of the tickets. Of course, I will be giving you more advertising and details about the cup as the show approaches. All right, that is all of the advertising. We made it through the advertising portion of the podcast. Let's jump into the fun part of today's podcast. Of course, that is the question and answer portion of the show. This is how people get free seeds. Of course, at the start of the show, I said we're going to give away free seeds. How do you get those free seeds? I have a website. My website is iregenetics.com. At the top of that website, there is a row of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help. Maybe it says Grow Questions. You're going to figure it out when you get there. Click on that tab. Guess what? You get to send me a Grow Question. If I read your Grow Question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for free seeds from iredirect.com. Today's first question came from somebody who wants to be called Cody. Big shout out to my new friend Cody. Cody is asking a question that pops up quite often in this business, this industry, this community. This question is sent to me quite often. I try not to let this one fire me up too much. I try to answer this maybe twice a year because the people do ask this a lot. This one drives me a little bit crazy. I used to do pet peeves on the show. This is sort of a pet peeve of mine, but I'm going to make clarity out of this. The question from Cody, and Cody, make sure you check your inbox, my dude, because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds. Also check your spam because a lot of email services think that my gift cards are spam for some reason. Check your spam, you guys. Anyway, the question goes like this. It says, howdy, sir. Howdy, sir. It says, I enjoy your show and the way you explain things. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It says, you make it easier to digest. That's part of my goal. I am passionately curious and I love learning, but for some reason, I hated school. I hated going at that teacher's slow, boring fucking pace. I hated learning the same shit over and over for 4 weeks when I learned it a week ago. So I try to make it to where you guys are having fun. I try to tell a joke every now and then. I try to get straight to the point and tell you what you need to know. But I also try to tell you in multiple ways because people learn in different ways. Some are visual learners. Some people have to touch things. I have a way that I can kind of draw a picture of shit with my words and show you how to do it. Some people learn in different ways, and I'm trying to get it to everybody, get that info out and not overload you. So thank you for noticing that I make it easier to digest. I do appreciate that. I also don't try to overload you. Some people will be like, the answer is nitrogen, but then also phosphorus and potassium. Blah, blah, blah. And the answer, nitrogen would have gotten you there. I didn't need to overload you with shit. I try to be conscious of that. It goes on. There's a lot going on here. It says, I've never been able to find a real answer on this question. Let's say you have a plant that is a 10-week flower. Does that 10 weeks start as soon as I switch to 12-12, or does it start after stretch and you get the puffballs? Thank you for your time. Have a great day. All right, so I jumped right into the question part there. The question came up. The question is, if I have a 10-week flowering strain, does that 10 weeks start the day I switch to 12-12 or, and I'm not even going to read the or because why or? Why are we putting a fucking algebra equation to this? When you are growing cannabis plants, day one of flower begins the day you change the timer to 12-12. That is day one of flower. You just initiated the flowering cycle. You just changed that timer. That is day one. No ifs, ands, buts, questions, substitutes, what ifs, how comes. That is it. That is day one. You don't wait until some other shit happens. You don't wait until you start to see, this person said, puffballs or pistols. Do not wait for that. That is not day one. Day one was the day you flipped the timer. I didn't write on the package 70 days minus 2 weeks plus 3 days plus 4 days from when you last watered. I didn't do any of that on there. It says 70 days of flower. So when I wrote 70 days on the package, that is 70 days from the day you turn the timer to 12-12. So day one is the day you flip the timer. It always will be, always has been. The last time I did this episode, I got comments that said, why do you get to decide that? Why do I get to decide that? I made the fucking seeds. I printed the fucking packages. I know that. I didn't decide it. I bred these seeds. I grew them. I noticed it takes me 70 days to flower these in my rooms. I sent them out to other people. Those people said somewhere between 65 and 75 days. I said the average of that, 70 days. So I wrote that on the package. That's how I know. That's why I get to decide. I made the fucking seeds. I'm the breeder. I'm the proprietor of this company. I wrote that on the package because I have tested these plants. I've ran them a lot of times. Other people have ran them, and we've determined that on average, in most rooms, in most cases, those plants are going to take 60 to 70 days to finish. Why do we start the flower timer on day one as day one? Because that's when day one is. Why would you wait till you see puffballs? Because other people are going to see those puffballs are going to appear day 12, day 17. Now you're 5 days. You're 5 days off schedule. Why would just do it the day you flip the timer? There's no algebra to be done here. There's no math. There's no questions. Day one is day one. When you flip the timer, that is day one. Write it the fuck down. Get a calendar. Write it down. Make a note in your phone. I flipped this room on this date. In my calendar app in my phone, I'll open it up right now. It shows I've got multiple environments and different places going on. So let's see. The 7th was week 3 in my main room. The 14th will be week 4. And then I've just got the 28th is week 6. I just went through April. And every Monday, since I started my plants on a Monday on that Monday, I just went through and marked the calendar 1 through whatever. I go all the way up to week 10. Sometimes I flower 11 weeks, but I won't need that note at that far. But I mark it in the calendar. Room 1, tent A, flowered. And it's it fucking, today is the 12th. So the 7th was the beginning of week 3. We're halfway through work 3. I'm stuttering. But yeah, we're about to catch up and begin week 4. So mark that note. And then something else to pay attention to. Those numbers on those packs, like I said before, I ran that plant, I ran those seeds, and most of those seeds took 65 to 75 days to flower, so I marked that fucking pack 70 days. That is the average what you're going to get. There will be outliers. I saw a great quote on the internet. I can't even... Guppy said it. Guppy said, I wrote 70 days on that pack. However, the plants didn't read that note. Some of those plants may take 75. Some of them may take 85 days. There are outliers within phenotypes. There are outliers within packages. There are outliers in population is the word I'm looking for. Most of those seeds are going to finish at the 70-day mark for you. Some of them may finish at day 60. Some may finish at day 80. The bulk of them, 75 to 80% of them, will be done in 70 days is why I put that on the package. You're going to have outliers based on genetics. There's going to be outliers just genetically. Things are going to be, that's how genetics work. Also, your environment will make a difference. The kind of light, the intensity of light, the hours of light, the spectrum of the light, that's going to make a difference. Your VPD will make a difference. Your soil will make a difference. Your feeding will make a difference. And possibly, if you really want to get hippy-dippy about it, I have no proof of this, but the moon and the sun and the seasons will have an effect on your indoor plants as well. So all of those things could have an effect. Let's jump right back to it. When is day one is the basic of this question. When is day one? If you have a 10-week plant, it says 10 weeks on the package. Does that 10 start as soon as I switch? Yes, that starts as soon as you switch. So that first short night, that is day one. That time that it goes into 12-12, that's day one. Start counting from that point. Dude, I really think I answered your question and then some. So my dude, Cody, thank you for getting me rambling on that one. Make sure you check your inbox because you have a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. And just to be nice, I will let that coupon code ride for a few extra days so that you can jump in and get that 420 sale on April 18th at iredirect.com. I've got a good momentum going. I'm not going to slow it down. We're going to jump right into the next question. This one came from, it doesn't have their name that they want to be called on it. But I'm going to send you a pack of seeds anyway. We're just going to call you Tina. Tina, thank you for the great question. It says, I have a question about light leaks in a grow tent, which is a very good question. Is growing outside more superior than indoor? Does the moon affect the cannabis like a light leak would? So that's a very good question. I will reread this and make it make a little more sense for you. Thank you for what you bring information to everybody. I've learned a lot. I love to listen. Thank you again. Tina, thank you for the great question. What Tina is basically asking, I always talk about how light leaks are very important in an indoor grow environment. They're important to not have light leaks. What do I mean by a light leak? That's a whole new thing to open up there. A light leak. When we're growing cannabis, we have a dark period, that night period, the sleeping period. That period cannot be interrupted by light. That dark period needs to be completely dark for 12 hours, zero light, no light at all. Not a light on a, like if you have an air conditioner or if you have some sort of monitoring device, if there's a light on there, that light counts. We don't want that light. A light leak is when that darkness is interrupted. Let's say you've got a tent and a flap comes open and light gets in there. Light has now leaked into your environment. Light leaks do cause problems in grows. They can lead to intersex traits. They can slow your plants down from growing. Light leaks can be very detrimental. So my new friend Tina is asking, if we're growing outside, why doesn't the moon affect these plants? Why don't we get light leaks from the moon? And also, we're going to touch on like things like street lights. We're going to touch on cars passing by, planes flying by, helicopters, porch lights, just lights like that. We're going to include that in this topic here. So keep in mind, I don't have any notes. This is all coming out of memory. Nothing here to give me a guide on this answer. The short answer is phytochrome and far red lighting. That is the short answer. So let me explain. Outdoors, in an outdoor grow environment, our plants are outside getting sunshine all day, right? They're getting beat by sunshine. The first factor here is that sunlight is way more powerful than any grow light you will ever imagine, any grow light you could ever buy. It's the perfect spectrum. It's the most intense thing that there is, and it's natural. That is what the plants are intuitively, instinctively, primordially, whatever it is, that is the thing that makes those plants go, yes, that is the main thing for plants, and they know it. So when they're out there in the sunshine, they're getting exactly what they need, and it's a way different feeding than the little grow light in your house. That's barely a light compared to the sun. So that's something to keep in mind as we delve down this journey here. Another thing to think about, as the sun is setting outdoors, it begins to put off a spectrum that becomes red in the color spectrum as it sets. I can't tell you exactly how this happens, but I know it does, just trust me. As the sun sets, it begins to put off a red spectrum because of its angle in the sky. Now, that spectrum puts off a far red spectrum of lighting. The color of lighting is far red. You can't see it with your eye, but if you have meters and understand, that color is far red lighting. Now, that far red light tells that plant, it triggers in that plant phytochrome. Phytochrome is an enzyme or a protein. Somebody correct me there. I told you I didn't write any notes. So phytochrome is triggered in this plant. Phytochrome tells the plant it is sleepy time. Phytochrome is basically giving this plant a little bit of Ambien and a nice shot of NyQuil and maybe even giving it a little tug before it goes to bed if you want so it sleeps real nice. So as the sun sets, it creates that far red spectrum. That far red triggers the phytochrome in the plants. The plants go, hey, it's time for me to fucking sleep. They put their little sleep mask on, they rub one out, they take some Ambien, they take a shot of NyQuil, and they lay down, and they're tucked the fuck in. So that moon is natural. That moon is there. That amount of light coming from the moon is reflection from the sun, technically, and it is not enough light compared to the sun. It is not enough light to even bother those plants. First of all, because the intensity of the sun is so much more intense than that reflection coming from the moon that it's not going to bother them. And that's what those plants are programmed to do. That's naturally what happens. Whatever you believe in, I'm going to say Jah because I'm a Rasta man, but the Creator, the Most High, Mother Nature would not have put a a living thing out there that would struggle because of the moon and the sun. Those are natural things that nature, Jah, the Most High, whatever you believe in, it knows that shit is there, and it knows that these plants are going to be out there in that environment. So nature wouldn't make it to where the moon fucked up that plant. Nature just wouldn't do that. Whatever you believe in or don't believe in, even if you're an atheist, you could believe, you can say nature or science would not have done that to us, or the plant simply wouldn't survive. So that sunlight is a very minimal reflection of a big ass fucking light. So you're getting, I don't know the mathematical percent, but if the light is a thousand, the sun is a thousand, the moon is a two. So it's like it's not even there. It's like that little nightlight in the corner when you're at home trying to sleep. You don't even notice that that shit's there. The plants don't notice that because the percentage of light that it was getting all day compared to the moon reflection and the combination of the far red lighting triggering the phytochrome response to tuck the plants into sleep. Now, the same thing comes into play when we talk about like your porch light or a street light. This depends on a couple of things. How close to your plants are those lights? How intense are those lights? How frequent are those lights? What kind of schedule are those lights on? Then it also depends on the sensitivity of that plant that is being affected. There's something in a plant, I'm thinking of the word, I'm scrolling, it's called the critical period. The critical period is how much darkness that plant needs to initiate its flowering cycle. Based on its location on the earth where that plant came from or its parents came from, it may need less or more darkness to go into flower. Also, that same thing goes into effect on how much light is going to piss that plant off when it is in its dark cycle and flowering. So a lot of plants, most plants, a lot of the plants we're growing now will work well outdoor and not be bothered too much by a little bit of light. If you've got a porch light right above your plants, that might fuck them up. If you've got a street light right above your plants, that might fuck them up. But if they're a little bit away and it's not super intense and you've got plants that have been adjusted to an outdoor environment, it should not have too much effect. This is going to be plant specific like I'm talking about. As I reached up to describe the street light, I've heard people say, just shoot that street light out, just disconnect that street light, ruin that street light in some way. Don't do that, because when you do destroy that street light or that lamp, that outdoor light, the city is going to come replace that bulb. And when they do, they're going to look down and they're going to go, oh, this motherfucker shot it out because he's growing weed down there. And they're going to be mad at you. They don't care you're growing weed. They don't give a shit until you shot out their light. And now they're pissed. Now they're going to call the cops on you and charge you for the light and charge you for the fucking weed you're growing. So don't destroy that light. That is just a small random piece of advice. So the question is, it was oddly worded, but I got it figured out. We're growing in a tent and light leaks matter. Why doesn't the moon fuck with our plants? First of all, because Jah knew better. The Most High knew. It was like, I'm going to give you sun. I'm going to give you moon. They have to work together. I can't fuck that up. So Jah knew that one, but then also far red lighting, phytochrome response, the plants are tucked in, that is magically what's doing it. I am affiliated with a grow light company, but there are grow lights out there that do have far red lighting attached to them. Give them a try if you want to. I have not tried it. I'm not sponsored by that company, but I heard they do great shit. All right, my friend Tina, thank you for the great question. I am going to send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds, so make sure you check your inbox. All right, ganja farmers, I have one more great question here in front of me. Before we jump into this question, now is the time for me to remind you to click like and subscribe. That's right, mash that like button. That's free. Also, hit the subscribe button, so when I put out new content, you'll get a notification. You never miss any of my wonderful ganja education. Also, don't forget, there are 876 other episodes you can listen to. Go listen to some of those old episodes. Leave some comments. Click like. Give me some likes in the algorithm. I do appreciate it. Now, let's stay on track and jump into this next question. This one came from my friend who wants to be called Patient Kentuckian. Big shout out to my buddy Patient Kentuckian. There is a long intro at the start of this one. It says, we met at the DGC Cup. Yo, it was great meeting you. There's a little more going on. You've been listening for a while, and thank you. I appreciate that. I do want to get right to the question. It says, on one of your shows, you said something about a strain that does not have a male chromosome or something like that. You went on to say that the strain would never have a male plant. Can you go into deeper details about how this happens and why you cannot have a male from that strain? I do know what you're talking about, and we're going to touch on this. There's one small detail you might have overlooked. It said, can this cultivar ever have a male plant created? Possibly, yes. And then it said, I'm a Desert Storm veteran. Thank you for your support. My dude, you are a Desert Storm veteran. Thank you for your service. I definitely do respect and appreciate the veterans. Said, perhaps I will have more questions when my favorite plant becomes legal. All right, there's a lot of stuff going on in this question, but I want to focus on this one part here about, I said in a previous episode that there is a plant that does not have male chromosomes or something like that. I want to touch on this and just clear this up because I don't know if other people caught this. I don't know if I said something wonky or misled you. So a female plant, a pure female plant, does not have male chromosomes. So what I'm talking about, and to recap on your question, what I'm talking about in that episode, I have a golden goat female plant, which is a pure female. So that is two X chromosomes. That's two girl female chromosomes. If there was a Y in there, that would be a male. So that's mainly what I'm talking about when I say that it doesn't have a male chromosome. It's a female plant. I have fucked with this plant. I've manipulated this plant. It doesn't herm out. It doesn't give me stress issues. So that's what I'm talking about when there's no male chromosome in that plant. It is just a pure female. Now, here's where the magic with that lack of male chromosomes happens. This is where people may have gotten confused, where the things start to change. We've got a female, no male chromosomes. That's a normal thing. That just happens. That's how females work. There's no Ys. It's all Xs. Genetics. Genes. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to treat my double X plant with a solution, and it is going to create pollen, which is all X's and no Y's. So now I'm creating all female pollen. I'm then going to take that female pollen and put it on other solid female plants, XX plants, no Y's anywhere in this mix. So now that I've taken a female plant, I've treated it with a solution, and now that female plant is creating anthers with all female pollen, and I'm going to put that female pollen on female plants. There will be no Y chromosome in my mathematical equation here, so there's no male involved. There will be all female plants making all female seeds here. That's why I said no male chromosome. So I hope I cleared that up. I'm not sure what I said to make that confusing, but just in case anybody out there misheard, misunderstood, something about a strain that doesn't have a male chromosome or something like that. Yeah, it just doesn't. It's a female plant. There were other plants in the batch that came from that batch of seeds that were never released. Those could have had a male in there, but the plant that I have is pure female. The seed that I grew, the clone that I acquired is all female. It's a clone plant that I got. It's all female. There's no male chromosomes in there. So I'm just going to repeat myself. By taking that female and reversing it and putting it on another female, I never said male in there. And people are going to say the word hermaphrodite when I talk about reversals. That's not accurate. That's not true. That's not real. That's a weird, random, fake argument. So that doesn't count. That's not even, there's no hermaphroditism in my breeding project in any reversal if done correctly. If there's a hermaphrodite, an intersex plant, it's been fucking chopped the fuck up and put it in the compost bin. So there is no male chromosome simply because I'm using all female plants. Could you make a male strain? Let's see. And why you cannot have a male? Can this cultivar ever have a male created? You could treat it with Epiphon and it will masculinize that plant. Yes, that's a whole nother process, whole nother fucking podcast to talk about. But you could, yes. My dude, I think I've answered your question. I hope so. The females don't have male chromosomes because they simply don't. And it's not an intersex plant, so there's no hidden agenda in there. And when I reverse it, it only makes female pollen. I'm going to put it on other female plants that have been tested. So in that situation, no male chromosomes, only females. All right, I think I answered this one. My dude, once again, thank you for your service. And I think that's how we're going to wrap up this podcast. Make sure you check your inbox for your coupon code for free seeds. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, veteran growers, brand new growers, outdoor farmers, tent growers, I respect and love each and every one of you. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. If you have any questions, corrections, comments, or concerns, I would love to hear from you. My email address is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. Send me your constructive criticism or that hate mail if that's what you got to do. I can take it. Of course, the grow questions have a better chance of being answered if you use the website Grow Help tab. So go to iregenetics.com, click on that Grow Help tab, send me your questions there. That's how you get free seeds on the podcast. Don't forget about the 420 sale coming up at iredirect.com. That will start on 418. Also, the 420 sale at acinfinity.com. They're going to give you 10% off just for ordering. I will give you an additional 10% by using my coupon code IREARMY at acinfinity.com. That sale does start on April 18th. Go get yourself some new gear. I am lacing my entire grows up with all AC Infinity. We've been slowly swapping out everything. The whole grow will be AC Infinity before too long. I support acinfinity.com. Let me know if you have any questions with that. I think that is all I've got for you for this episode. I told you to like and subscribe. I told you about all the sales. I said thank you, but I'm going to say it again. You guys give me a lot of great feedback. You make a lot of great comments. I get a lot of great support for this podcast. Thank you. Not just a rambly podcaster, but me, myself, not just Rasta Jeff, but Jeff says thank you for all the support. I do appreciate it. All right, boys and girls, I'm rambling at this point. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go take some dabs. I'm going to go watch Story Wars, and I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I'm going to give a big shout out to my friend Smell My Fingers. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
Time to take another dab. Grab your piece in and I go find the bag. Rasta Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, and relax. Hold up.
Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasta Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, cure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. Lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart.